You're listening to Football Special, the definitive Donegal GAA podcast.
Okay, hello folks, and welcome to what we think is the first ever podcast focusing on Donegal GAA. My name's Kieran McMonigal. You might know me from such blogs as Sam's for the Hills. And with me today, I have Alan Foley, the Donegal Democrat.
Hello, everybody.
Chris McNulty of the Donegal News.
Hi, everyone.
And Frank Craig of the Donegal Post.
Hi, how are you?
So, it's now nearly 4 months since we won the All-Ireland. There's been a lot of good times since. There's been a lot of great buzz. But we're on the back of what's been a fairly disappointing McKenna Cup campaign from the point of view of results and indeed getting a look at players maybe we think can contribute. I mean, what are your views on the past kind of 10 days or so? What have we seen and what have we learned? Have we learned anything?
I think it might have been a bit more disappointing had we qualified for a semi-final. But I think Jim McGuinness, I think he made his feelings known in this last year. There was talk about him actually pulling Donegal team out of the McKenna Cup. He isn't the biggest fan of it, but I think in that respect he has used it pretty well, with Maxi Curran, under 21 players, getting quite a lot of game time, plus a lot of fringe players. Wouldn't have learned an awful lot, and maybe one or two of slight chance of getting promoted to the squad, but it is what it is, the McKenna Cup.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. You know, Jim made his feelings known last year with all the pre-season competitions, you know, where we had the problem even with players playing the O'Byrne Cup in Dublin. And I think really when he came to do his address to County Committee after the league last year, he made it quite clear that the McKenna Cup is pretty much irrelevant for a senior sense. So rather than pull the team out, he decided, right, let's give the 21s a chance and let's give Maxi a chance, because they're entering what's a really unforgiving championship. They're going into one game. It could be one game for the season. So let's get Maxi a chance to give his players a senior jersey, and you never know what we might get out of it. But I think really what we have learned is that there are very, very few players outside of this squad of 32 or 33 last year that are going to come in. And, you know, I don't think we're really going to see anyone coming from the left field and making a big impression. But what it maybe has done is shown Jim maybe a couple of the younger guys who he can take in with a view to next year, 2 years' time, 3 years down the line, who are showing potential and who maybe can make it, and who maybe would be worth persevering with, if you like, in training and, you know, in terms of bulking them up and in terms of getting them onto fitness programmes and stuff. But short term, I don't think we've really learned an awful lot of anything from the McKenna Cup.
I suppose in terms of what we had to learn, I mean, without placing Jim on a higher pedestal than he already is, I think he does have his finger on the pulse, and that group of players that we looked at in the McKenna Cup probably are, in all honesty, the third tier of what's on offer in terms of personnel. I mean, that middle bracket, he probably knows what they can do. I'm just talking offhand, maybe the likes of Darragh Gallagher, Noah Wade. Jim knows what they can do, and he, you know, he's probably under pressure from some sections, you know, from some clubs. You know, our marquee player deserves a run. This guy deserves a run. He's probably thrown them in the dump, the deep end, and asked them to sink or swim. And I think the general consensus is a lot of them probably sank. But, I mean, it mightn't have surprised them. You know, it's given the under-21s and Maxi maybe a bit of a pre-season, which they wouldn't be afforded in normal circumstances. And maybe he's picked up a few things ahead of, you know, what will be a tough game for them against Tyrone. That's a big one for the under-21s in March.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was good that, you know, Jim McGuinness and Rory Gallagher attended all three McKenna Cup games, because it was actually two, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, Jim, two or three. Jim didn't make the last game against the Marys. He was in Scotland. Rory Gallagher was there, but Jim wasn't.
Right, okay. But, I mean, you know, certainly he was there the first night in Enniskillen, and again then against Monaghan. So, you know, he clearly, you know, I think if he didn't respect the competition, like, he, you know, he wouldn't have bothered turning up at all. You know, so that, I think that was, it was good to see. And as you say, it was nice to see, you know, Maxi Curran and Francie Field getting their chance to run the line. And I think looking at the performance of you know, the night I was there, certainly in Enniskillen, I'd be worried about our under-21s going into a game against Tyrone. But, you know, hopefully their work is probably only starting now. So, you know, hopefully we'll see some development in that regard. In terms of the players, it was, I guess it was a bit disappointing that some of the more established players didn't shine as much as you would have liked to see. Although, from what I can gather, you know, Declan Walsh, you know, played quite well against Monaghan, captained the side and scored a point indeed. And with Carl Lacey out now for the league, he could be the guy to take that number six jersey. But I think, you know, probably the most impressive performance came in the last game against St Mary's from Oran McNeilis, who I think had flu and missed the first two games, but hit 1-3 the other night. Is he someone who can contribute, do you think?
Yeah, Oren's been on the fringes. Actually, Oren commands a sub in Belfast in the match with Michaela. His brother Ronan, of course, who also represented Donegal a few years ago, prominent player for Godore. So Oren's had his injury worries. He plays a lot of soccer with Godore Celtic. I think he missed the best part of a year there. But he showed the last night on both feet, I thought, which was quite impressive as well. And he also was able to make a score as well as take a score against St Mary's.
Yeah, it's like Oren McNeillis was a player last year who Jim and Rory were very keen because they had him in for the McKenna Cup, and he suffered a bit of an injury setback. And as Alan said, he plays a lot of soccer with Gwydor Celtic, and he was sort of double teaming, and he missed a lot of Gwydor's GA season this year, and he was only coming back to himself that time the match for Michaela was taking place. And it was quite noteworthy, I think, that he was taken in for that game, you know, sort of on the back of an All-Ireland final win, that here was a young kid from Gwydor that was being taken in after not being part of the squad, you know. So it shows the esteem that Jim and Rory held him in. And he got his chance on Wednesday night after doing no training, after being out for, I think, the best part of 2 or 3 weeks with the flu. And he played 49 minutes, scored 1-3, all of it from play, right foot, left foot, and showed a very good keen eye for a pass, very intelligent player, and certainly I think a player who he may not be getting game time through the league, but I think certainly a name to just keep an eye out for in the next few months.
I would always believe that, you know, the National Football League is the place to, I mean, unearth maybe a diamond in the rough or that kind of thing. I suppose the McKenna Cup is it's not a very level playing field in terms that they're coming up against a Fermanagh and a Monaghan side that under the likes of Peter Canavan and maybe a Malachy or Rourke, you know, these sides, they're big campaigns for both those sides in Ulster. St Mary's, you know, I think was a big drop off in standard for that side, and you know, it probably afforded a few of them, you know, the chance to maybe open up a wee bit and express themselves more. I mean, it's a strange competition insofar as just offhand somebody like John O'Malley, who didn't start for his club in the county final, you know, looked a pretty capable and talented operator the last night against St Mary's. So I mean, in January, trying to gauge whether this lad or that lad can come into maybe, you know, the periphery of that squad, and what we're probably talking about is maybe 19 up to it's a number 30, because Jim probably used, you know, the 18 or 19 lads they really depended on last year. I think we'll probably have to wait till the end of the National Football League to see what Jim goes with, because I think the 15 to 18, you know, the 3 or 4 players that were used this year and Championship and League were totally different to last year. Marty Boyle, maybe offhand, you know, who was a regular substitution for Jim in those games, you know, he didn't see any game time this year. I think, you know, we'll see what Jim has to offer, and he probably will have to shake it up a wee bit, and it will be very interesting to see what happens between now and Championship.
I think it's just interesting as well. People said, you know, there isn't a lot of benefit, but if you're, say, Leon Kelly, John O'Malley, Conor Gibbons, the fact now you've worn a county senior jersey, you know, they might make a breakthrough this year or next year, but as Chris said, you know, it's something that might improve their own club football. They are ambassadors now for the county, I suppose, even working with Jim very, very briefly, I'm sure, in January. It's something that will help them lads as well, and probably maybe bring them on a step or two as footballers.
And just, you mentioned there, Ciar Lacy is going to be missing, I think, for all 7 of the National Football League games, and 2 players who were quite prominent during the McKenna Cup were Declan Walsh and Shane McGowan, both players who you would say would be maybe possibilities to fill the number 6. So like before the McKenna Cup, we were maybe limited to Declan Walsh, but now Shane McGowan has come back into the squad. He was in under Brian McGavern, I think briefly under John Joe Doherty, and he was a quite capable inter-county footballer at the time. He's been away for a couple of years now, but I suppose the All-Ireland final win for a lot of players has maybe recaptured their hunger, and he's come in and he's done well in the McKenna Cup. Now, as Frank said, it's a pretty uneven playing field, but nevertheless he's come in and he's shown that he's certainly meriting a jersey. And I think him and Declan Walsh now, it could be a big National Football League, particularly with Ciar Lacy out. And that's, I suppose, what we're always looking for, is when our marquee players are out, can this guy come off the bench and can he fill the jersey? Can he perform to that level? And therefore, here now are 2 guys who are likely to get their fair share of game time to, you know, lead them into Championship.
I would just, the worry I would have maybe, you know, throwing a lad or two of that inexperience maybe in the National Football League at number 6, you know, it would have the, you know, the potential to extinguish a lad's career as opposed to ignite it. I have a funny feeling he might go along with somebody like Leo McLoone, who's very experienced, I suppose, at this stage. Even though he's a young fella, he's versatile. And I think we haven't seen Leo at his pomp yet, even though he's been 2 years in the senior panel. There's more to come from Leo McLoone. I think with a wee bit of luck, you know, I suppose injury-free for a decent period of time in a Donegal jersey, we could see, you know, a more elaboration of Leo's play as well, because, you know, he's direct, he's pacey, he can take a score. And I think, you know, I know it's not ideal having Carroll out, but Jim might look at that. This is the perfect opportunity to throw somebody like Leo McLoone in there at number six.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, we know what we get from Carroll Lacy, and we should wrap him in cotton wool between now and the championship, I think. And, you know, I would certainly like to see him play at least one league game before the championship, but, you know, whatever happens, happens. Moving back, Leo McLoone is certainly a possibility. Two more names I'll throw at you that we didn't actually see in the McKenna Cup are, of course, Barry Dunyan and Mark McGowan, who could equally, I think, come in. I mean, you know, Mark McGowan can take a score, which is, you know, what we like to see from our backs. And, you know, Barry Dunyan, if he can get back to anything like the player he was 5 years ago, my, what a player we would have. But, you know, so I'd really like to see him feature at some stage in the National League.
Definitely. I agree with Frank. I think Leo's best position is actually number six. I think he might have played there in Oma a couple of years ago in a Division 2 game. He had a really, really good game that day. If Jim is going to field pretty strong teams in the league, I would suspect maybe Leo playing centre-back with probably David Walsh coming into the half-forward position. As you mentioned, Mark McGowan and Barry Dunyan, both players, really, really good footballers. Both have been kind of dogged with injuries of late. Mark was actually named to play against Fermanagh. He was told to just to concentrate on getting fit. He's had a lot of bother with his hip. Even last year, he played the club championship and scored the winning point actually for St Junan's, but he still isn't 100%. But he's the sort of player, I think, who really could come into this panel and make a good impact. And like, I think Barry Dunyan as well was probably one of Donegal's most committed and honest players for a long time, and it would be great to see Barry back too. Great man to have about the squad. You can see the way Jim still has so much time for Barry, and he definitely, like, he's only 28, 29 now, so he definitely hopefully could get back in and make an impact.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's telling the way that they've actually kept Barry Dunyan in the squad. Like, he's been hampered now for the best part of 4 or 5 years with various injuries. Like, he started the first league game under Jim that night we drew against Sligo. I think he might have actually picked up the injury that night. Hasn't played competitively since, but it shows that the level of Barry Dunyan's performances and the level of his, I wouldn't say potential, because, you know, in 2006 he was an All-Star nominee the year Carroll Lacy won his first All-Star. But certainly it shows that Jim and Rory clearly feel that Barry Dunyan still has something to offer. Now, they've left him off their training and they've left him off their panel for the next few weeks since he came back from Dubai, basically giving Barry time to work on his own, to do his own work and, I suppose, report back. And, you know, I think Barry has probably been the most unlucky player of the last 10 years in the Donegal jersey, like, for the potential he had, for the performances that he was given. And all of a sudden, that in comes Jim and Rory with the best managerial setup we've ever seen in Donegal, and it coincides with Barry breaking down again, you know. So I think everyone in Donegal would love to see Barry Dunyan back in a county jersey and back somewhere close even to the level that he was performing at a few years ago.
I suppose Barry is the kind of player too that relies on that dynamic, and when you have maybe the problems that Barry's had over the last few years, you probably do have to be extra careful. But I know Barry's, you know, qualified in that regard to look after himself, because he is a personal trainer, and as the boys say, fingers crossed, he can make an impression this year. I mean, the one thing that just is probably veering off the track, the sight of Barry Dunyan being helped off O'Donnell Park in a championship club game, given the four masters, the gauntlet they had to run. I mean, that was one of the most horrible sights associated with Donegal football last year, because I felt so sorry for the player, knowing what he'd put himself through to get in that sort of shape for both Donegal and this club, and then not being, I suppose, given a level playing field to display that talent. I mean, himself and Carlos were carried from the fray that day, and I know it's something we'll probably touch on in other shows, but it left a sour taste in the mouth.
Sure. So one more just thing about the squad, I guess, is we've lost Kevin Rafferty to retirement. That suggests to me we probably need one more midfield cover, or are we happy with what we have?
Yeah, Peter Withers has also left the panel. Peter's confirmed now to go to Australia on the 5th of March, I think. So Jim said in a skilling last Wednesday night he's looking for one, maybe two, to come in. I think before a McKenna Cup ball was thrown in the air, the talk was about Mark McGowan, as we've mentioned, and Brian McHugh. I think they're probably the most likely to bring the numbers back up to 33. Of course, there is a bit of scope there for the likes of Oran McNeillis and Shane McGowan too, though.
Yeah, I think when I spoke about Oran McNeillis earlier on, I think Oran will come into what Jim refers to as the extended squad. So, as Alan said there, the likes of Ryan McHugh and Mark McGowan will probably be taken in to fill those voids at 32 and 33. And then you'll have maybe the likes of Oran McNeillis coming in to boost numbers of training and stuff like that. I suppose Mark McGowan, looking back at last year's championship, he was one of the players of the club championship, and again a player that various Donegal managers have had their eye on. So I suppose the hope again is that Mark can get himself fit and do himself justice again, and hopefully have an injury free couple of months, and as a phrase Jim keeps using, to put his best foot forward and give himself the best chance of making it in the county.
Those players will come in, as you say, make up the numbers and bring the tally back up. But in terms of, I suppose, personnel for midfield, I think Ryan Bradley will be a contender for that there third berth, because I think Ryan looked most comfortable at midfield, and as a player I really fancied and liked the look of. I think when he's moved to half forward line, when Neil Gallagher started to show, you know, potential again, he looked a wee bit maybe out of sorts, you know, in the half forward line, or a wee bit lost. But if we can take the likes of Ryan Bradley back into the middle and get him driving it, particularly the Kildare game springs to mind 2 seasons ago, when he just has to run directly towards goal and use his power and pace, he was a very formidable option for Jim. And I think, you know, for two bears, you'll still see plenty of game time there. Might be from the off, it might be from the off, but he's always an option to come back into that middle third, and I think he's a huge option for Donegal there, definitely.
So, you know, mentioning Kildare, that's their first league game in a couple of weeks' time in Croke Park under probably the lights. It's 5 o'clock throw, and I think so. It'll be gloomy if not dark. So
reminiscent of the championship game,
indeed.
When we look well.
So, how do you assess where we're set up for that game and for the league in general? I mean, to me, I would look at Kildare in the O'Byrne Cup, and they've played a fairly strong side. I mean, John Doyle's been featuring, you know, which, you know, for a player of his age, you know, to be playing is interesting. I mean, Kieran McGeaney's brought in Jason Ryan, like he's not there for the crack. So and Kildare, you know, will feel like they owe us one, and it is, you know, a de facto home game for them. So how do you assess how we're set up for that game?
The word from training from the Donegal lads since Dubai, I think it's been as tough as ever. So I think Kildare really need a good year this year. A lot of people maybe in Kildare were surprised McGeaney lasted another year, because for a side that had made progress for 4 or 5 years, last year was definitely a backward step. So I think maybe it's maybe win or bust for McGeaney this year. I think they really need probably to make an impact at winning Leinster Championship even, and probably All-Ireland quarter or semi-finalish. So you can see they've probably hit the ground running this time of year. It'll be a tough test for us. It's hard to know where we're at, because we really haven't seen anything like the real Donegal since September. So it'll nearly be a fact-finding escapade for a lot of us come the first Saturday in February.
Yeah, looking at Kildare, I actually think that 2012 was Kildare's winner bust year. I think, you know, they've been sort of seen as nearly men for so long now. And again, I was actually very surprised that Kieran McGeaney was kept on for this year. I felt maybe they could be doing with a change, could be doing with a new voice. But that said, he's certainly freshening things up in his backroom team. Like Jason Ryan was one of the best young managers in the country until along came Jim McGuinness. And certainly it's no surprise that they've been making good sound since he's come in. But I think from a Donegal perspective, the fact that the game's in Croke Park gives it a different dynamic. Like if we're going to Newbridge on a Sunday afternoon, I think it doesn't have the appeal. Or certainly for players, like it's going to be live in Setanta. It's in Croke Park. Their first competitive game since the All-Ireland final is back in Croke Park again. And, you know, there's no hiding places in Croke Park. And with the TV cameras rolling, I think all of that does maybe give a different focus to training in the next couple of weeks. Like speaking to a couple of players, that was something, you know, they want to be going to showcase as good as they can in Croke Park. And you know, Jim McGuinness has made a point of saying last year in the league he was very disappointed that we took so long to get started, if you will, in the league. And players have referenced that as well, that they don't want to be going chasing points at the latter end of the league. And you know, we really need a good start, I suppose, as do Kildare and as do everybody. But, you know, as All-Ireland champions coming into our first competitive game, you know, I think Jim will have us ready. And I would actually, I don't see Kildare beating us, because I think that fact that we saw last year, the perils of having to chase points in the league, and I think a good start this year, and we can really, really then get down to championship preparation.
It's as tasty an opener, I think, as you could ask for, because, I mean, there definitely is a fictitious undercurrent there between Donegal and Kildare. Things were said before, during and after that championship game a few years ago that probably didn't sit well in either camp. And I think, you know, Donegal under Jim McGuinness probably became what a lot of people expected Kildare under Kieran McGeaney to become. I suppose a formidable, physical, dominant animal, and that you know, Kildare's, I suppose, quest to achieve that, they're tailed off dramatically and probably very disappointingly last season. So they'll probably use that there as motivation coming into that their game. They'll want to hit the ground running. We've seen Tyrone, how serious they've taken the McKenna Cup. A lot of teams will be determined to hit the ground running that maybe didn't have that long campaign that we might have enjoyed this last two seasons. So it's going to be very interesting. I'm looking forward, and it'll be interesting to see if anything or what is said in the lead up to the game, because I'll tell you, it's going to be tasty.
With it live on TV, of course, a lot of focus will be on that game, you know, building up to it. Neil Gallagher, Rory Kavanagh, Mark McHugh, Michael Murphy are all carrying various degrees of knocks or injuries. I mean, Michael Murphy hasn't played, has probably been injured since the All-Ireland final, I think. You know, Mark McHugh obviously is carrying an injury. I think at least, you know, we're going to need at least one of the midfielders, I think, and I think winning without Michael, it'd be very interesting to see, can we win without Michael Murphy? So, like, hopefully all four, I think, will make it. What's the word on that?
Well, there are a few players, Kyan Knox, Mark McHugh has been out for quite a few weeks, but I think they are hoping for Mark to be available for Croke Park. The same with Neil Gallagher. And the word was that Michael Murphy is to return to training this weekend. So, again, we're a couple of weeks out from the game. So, unless he has a setback, I think it would be a big surprise if our captain didn't lead us out in Croke Park that day. I think, you know, maybe to be fair to Michael as well, I think it's something the management would want to do, that in that first competitive game that Michael Murphy as captain would lead them out. A few players that are struggling, I don't think they'll make it. David Walsh is struggling with shoulder ligament injury. I think the Tyrone game on, I think it's the start of March, is his target. As well as that, Christy Toy has been out with a virus for a couple of months now, and again hasn't done much, if anything, in training. So I think, again, it'll be that third game in Tyrone. We have the first two against Kildare and Down, and then we take a 3-week break to Tyrone. So any players like that are maybe of the more long-term bracket, I think probably would be seen as unfair to throw them in for the first two games. So, but the likes of Mark McHugh, Murphy, Neil Gallagher, I think we can all expect to see them, if not against Kildare, certainly in that in the second game against Down.
I suppose we talk about injuries, I mean, and players, important players or marquee players, I suppose 1-15, 1-16, 17 after winning an All-Ireland title are all important, but the likes of Michael Murphy, Carl Lacey, I would always wonder or worry about the absence of those kind of players, or even a Neil Gallagher at this stage, how we'd fare. And I suppose the National League will probably, you know, there will be games we won't be without those players, and there will be games we will have them. It'll be interesting to see. I suppose the one thing with Michael, he may play in advance or withdrawing role that affords him maybe not as arduous as 70 or 60 minutes. And we saw what Patrick McBrady offered in the match for Michaela. I'd like to see Patrick McBrady thrown in there, maybe alongside a Colin McFadden and an orthodox front two that just put the ball in and see how he operates.
Definitely. I mean, I think if we got Paddy McBurty scoring regularly, I think that'd be a great thing to see. I mean, you know, we went into the Down game last year in the first game of the league, and that game was there to be won, but without Colin McFadden and Michael Murphy, we really struggled for scores. You know, so I think, you know, again, this year we have Kildare and then Down. If we're looking to get to 6-8 points, which seems to be, you know, what McGuinness is aiming for, to stay up rather than actually to go and win the league or make a semi-final, you know, where do you see the points coming from?
He tends to say we want to get as many points to stay up and then see where that takes us, where you could end up, because I know, like, last year Down were trying to avoid relegation. They found themselves in the semi-final. I kind of agree with Chris there. I think we'll be hard to beat against Kildare. I think we can get something from that. Down at home is definitely a game you'd want to be winning. Tyrone away could be a strange one. Last year there was a lot of talk when Donegal went to Killarney. They kind of went down their shadow boxing. I think Jim went for an orthodox 15 against 15 just to see how they would fare. Jack O'Connor at the time thought he had cracked the code with Donegal, but turns out he didn't. But I think it's very hard to know what way Jim will approach the Tyrone game, and Mickey Hart as well, because I think out of all the games last year in the Championship, the Tyrone game was probably the toughest. Mickey Hart had the guts of maybe 8 months to prepare for Donegal. I know they both had to beat other teams to get there, but it was probably the most tactical game off the Championship, so I think this year in the league it's very hard to judge. Kerry is a game at home Donegal always tend to do well in, so I think we should maybe scrape up the 6 or 8 points hopefully. And I think if you go into the last game at home to Dublin needing a win to stay up, a bit like last year against Armagh, I think hopefully you'd get it.
And I think the big hope for Donegal is that the first two games, we really need, as I said earlier, to be getting something from both of those games, because the third game's away to Tyrone, and all of a sudden then you really don't want to be going to Omagh against your championship opponents and maybe having to show your hand or maybe having to give away some of the trade secrets. Like, you would like to have ideally 4 points on board and be able to go into home and slacking off a little bit and maybe, you know, just ease off, and maybe the likes of Michael Murphy and boys, maybe leave them on the sidelines for that particular day and just again go in as we did in Kerry last year and basically just be able to go for it. And I actually see us picking up 4 points from the first two games, Kildare and Down. Again, Kerry at home, as Alan said, it's a game that Donegal generally do well in. And we're looking then, we've got the games against Tyrone, Mayo and Dublin, and I think we will do what's required to stay in Division 1.
Yeah, looking at that list and going through and maybe trying to tick off where we think we might or might not pick up points, it's probably futile in many regards, because if we look at last year, I think Mayo came to Ballyshannon with their tails up in the air after a big result over Kerry, and we annihilated them. So, I mean, looking at that their way, it remains to be seen. But I think, as Chris mentioned or alluded to, there is a break after the first two games. And maybe Jim McGuinness is that, you know, the break penciled in to put the foot down the accelerator in terms of training, and a different animal completely might turn up in Omagh. You just never know.
Mm. Yeah, that's what happened last year against Cork. I think it took 12 or 14 seconds, I think, for Michael Murphy to stamp his authority. And that was probably the turning point in Donegal's year last year.
Yeah, and as Chris pointed out beforehand, the same 15 to start in Killarney and you know, were essentially beaten off the field in the second half, were the same 15 to start the All-Ireland final. So it's very hard to know what you take from the league. And Frank, you mentioned Mayo game in Ballyshannon last year, and that has to be the strangest game I was ever at. I mean, Mayo, like, in the second half, didn't seem to want to play. I mean, and the game in Castlebar will be,
they're a man up as well, of course.
Exactly.
Rory,
yeah.
Was sent off. Yeah,
yeah, it was very odd. Like, you know, so the game in Castlebar will be interesting for sure. And there's been a lot written about, you know, bad blood development between Donegal and Mayo, and I think Mayo have a different view on the All-Ireland from the four of us would have. So that'll be interesting. I mean, I think we want at least one win from the first two, and then see where we go. It was interesting last year. We stayed up by virtue of the fact we won three of our four home games. We lost our away games. This year, we have only three home games. So, you know, we're going to have to... And I don't know the way the fixtures are laid out now. We're not going to be able to play Kerry and Mallon. So, you know, we might have to play all three games in Ballybuffet. So, you know, I think the last time we beat Kerry, it was in Letterkenny. You know, so...
No, we beat them after that, actually. But if it was a late own goal, I think, by Owen Brosnan.
Oh, there you go.
Under lights, remember.
Night,
yeah.
First night, yeah. 2008, I think, yeah.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, well, there you go.
Hard watching that night.
I think just you mentioned there, Kieran, like the same 15 played in Killarney last year as played in the All-Ireland final. So I think that alone tells us what's going to happen in the National League and what the National League means going forward. Like, as Frank mentioned there, the Mayo game last year, they had come off the back of a serious couple of results, and we absolutely beat them out the park with 14 men. And lo and behold, a few months later, those two teams were contesting the All-Ireland final. So I think a lot of shadow boxing goes on in the league, and a lot of, you know, a lot of teams trying different things and trying different systems, players in different positions. Like, even that day in Killarney, while it was the same 15 players, I think Liam McLoone actually played defensively that day, and quite possibly Anthony Thompson maybe started at wing forward or something that day. So there were a few changes in terms of position. So looking at that, I don't think we can take too much in terms of actual league results going into championship. Like, and as the boys have said, Jim has made it clear that the 26th of May in Tyrone is a date that has been circled in his calendar for quite some time, and that's really where the focus is going to go.
Yeah, it's the same every year. Last year, I think it was the 20th of May in Breffni Park, and the year before was the 15th of May in Antrim. Yeah.
But what will be interesting, I suppose, with the league, which wasn't the case last year, is how personal a lot of these games have become now, because we didn't encounter Kildare. There is a bit of bad blood there, and Mayo after the All-Ireland final, and I suppose was the comments of James Horner in recent weeks. I mean, will Donegal want to approach those games with a wee bit more, I suppose, intent than would have been the case without that there? And showing a hand on the field of play, you mightn't see that much, but there's a lot of cerebral and a lot of, I suppose, thought going into these games in terms of what might be around the corner come championship.
Yeah, and the fact that we're the All-Ireland champions as well, I think maybe gives the other teams that bit more of a purpose coming to Donegal or playing Donegal, you know, that... here's these guys coming down from Donegal into our backyard and as All-Ireland champions, or we're going to the home of the All-Ireland champions. I think it gives a wee bit more focus to the other teams, you know, in that sense as well. And, you know, we're looking, as Frank has said there, there's pretty much history with all of these teams under Jim McGuinness. Like, we've played them all in championship football, and we've sort of had our difficulties and stuff with all the teams. So there will be a different meaning to all these games, and that I'm sure will add to the occasion as well. And the fact that the three games are in Balbuffet, I think that has actually been confirmed. We played Down, Kerry and Dublin all in Balbuffet. I know that the county board officials are quite keen for Donegal fans to do their best to try and fill McCool Park for the three games, to sort of show the Ulster Council that, you know, we're capable of hosting this Tyrone game. And of course that's another issue that's been cropping up. But the fact that we have the three games in Balbuffet, it means we're not going sort of from pillar to post, and McCool Park is a venue that the players are all very familiar with, and I think that as well should work. You know, last year, okay, we went to Mayo and went to Ballyshannon against Mayo and did put up a fairly good performance. But I think when we have the one base as well, it should work in our favour as well, because we're going to be training in Balbuffet and playing in Balbuffet, and again, that should be worth a couple of points to us.
Yeah, and the record in Letterkenny is actually quite poor. They went back in 2007, beat Kerry. That's the only game they've won in the 6 years. I think they've drawn a couple. Drawn with Mayo,
Kildare.
Michael Murphy, the two early goals.
So even though Letterkenny kind of creates a bit of an atmosphere, I think last year against Laois it didn't work out too well. Donegal lost maybe by 4 points. They end up with
I think Rory Cavan a point in the second half been greeted with an ironic cheer, which was again, you know, a million miles away from what we saw during the summer. No, I think what I'd like to think, you know, Chris, you mentioned there, like, you know, the we're looking for, you know, good support in those home games. I mean, we had 200 against St. Mary, so, you know, hopefully when the players come back, you know, the crowds will follow, because I think, as you know, it would be nice to develop a good atmosphere in McCool Park, and yeah, as you say, show the authorities that we're well capable of hosting Tyrone come May.
Yeah, I think that maybe the 200 against St. Mary's was just an exact pointer of where the McKenna Cup is in Donegal's radar at the moment. Like, I know several diehard Donegal fans that don't miss games anywhere, and the McKenna Cup just had no appeal to them, because, again, no disrespect to the players involved, but they knew the sort of team that Donegal was putting out, and they knew the emphasis or lack of that was being put on it. But I think, yeah, you know, if we get a good result in Croke Park, there's already an awful lot of people, I think, talking about going to Croke Park. And the fact that it's a double header with Dublin Cork as well, it's a pretty attractive double header. I think, you know, Saturday night at home to Down, I think, you know, it's important that we do have a big crowd, you know, mm-hmm. And I think it's important for the players as well, you know, that, again, I keep saying that this competitive game as All-Ireland champions, but coming into our home, what's effectively the first competitive game for the All-Ireland champions, that there's a good crowd to sort of cheer them out and cheer them on. And again, that's something that could and should be worth a couple of points. If there's a few thousand people there under the lights in McCool Park, you know, it's got to be a boost for the players.
And then there's the season ticket brigade now, who maybe struggled to get an All-Ireland final ticket last year, or now have got their season tickets, so they have the best intentions now this time of year. So Down at home will be a game they'll probably go to, but I think it's going to be hard to really get more people going. I think there's different types of fans. Some people think the year starts at McKenna Cup, other supporters think it doesn't start till the championship, other people don't turn up till it in Croke Park. So I don't think there's going to be an awful difference in that. The 202 hardcores on Wednesday night there, I think they should really get their All-Ireland final tickets now, if such a thing was to happen.
Yeah, when there are so many debuts handed to players too, I think when you shave off parents, brothers and sisters of that 202, you're probably down to a lot lower number as well. But as I said, fingers crossed for the National League. I do think for our home games we'll have a good representation in Croke Park, with the Kildare to under lights first night doubleheader. A lot of families who weren't afforded the opportunity to bring their kids to an All-Ireland final will probably look into that there and make the trip to Croke Park too.
There's a bit of an issue actually about the McKenna Cup as well. It was mentioned in the press box on Wednesday night. The likes of those younger players making their debuts were given no complimentary tickets by the county board. So if mammy or daddy wanted to go and see their young fella lining out for Donegal,
I think if you climb the fence at the river end, you probably wouldn't have got too much.
But maybe it's something they should have done, I suppose, just to get the families involved, I suppose, would have done no harm. if you're getting 202 people, it's no real difference in 150 paying in or whatever. So
the schools initiatives would have been nice for the McKenna Cup too, you know, offer schools and national schools particularly the chance to come along to McCool Park. But as says hindsight, you know, it's maybe something to look into for next year.
Yeah. I think actually we could look at maybe a schools initiative for the National Football League. Yeah. You know, I don't know, maybe we have three home games, so even split the county's primary schools into three sections or something, and you know, offer some incentive that, you know, if the kid goes along, that mommy or daddy have, you know, that they have to be accompanied by a paying adult or something. You know, I mean, that could work in the county board's favour as well, because certainly kids are absolutely captivated by Donegal at the moment, and be it National League or be it Championship, I mean, that doesn't really make any difference to the kid, because he's going to see Michael Murphy in the flesh. And again, as Frank mentioned, a lot of kids didn't get the chance, actually the majority didn't get the chance to go to the All-Ireland Final, so again, to them, this is going to be as good as the All-Ireland Final, you know, coming to see these guys in competitive action.
Those kids would have travelled to those games, I suppose, getting their tickets through Super Value, and then that option was taken away from them from the final, and we all know how hard tickets were to get for that there. But I suppose it was a point that Anthony Malloy made to me, that after 92 they never seized the initiative of jumping on that momentum and making the most of it. I suppose as All-Ireland champions, for, you know, to be back in Balbofey, we could have done something that at least would have tapped into that there. Kids mightn't have been aware they were going to see Donegal, not the Donegal that we all know and love in Championship, but it was Donegal, and it's something that I hope history isn't repeating itself and we might make the same mistake twice.
Yeah, it's something the FAI do. You see with the soccer internationals now, and the crowds dwindling, you know, they do these, you know, teacher plus student deals, and I think it'd be a great idea too, because the lads are so they're so outgoing, the players, they're very good with the supporters. Even seen it today, the open training session 3 weeks before two weeks before the All-Ireland Final. So if you could get a few national school kids going with a teacher, I'm sure the players would go in and sign a few jerseys for them after, and it really would get the ball rolling.
That's where your next crop of players are going to come from, hopefully. So I mean, that's something that we definitely need to look into, and I hope the county board and the powers that be are looking into that. I suppose as we get closer to the National Football League and our home games, that'll tell. But I'm certainly not aware of any initiative. I don't know if you boys have any insight to it, but
no, I know at was it county convention or one of those county committee meetings, Pat Conaghan, our Ulster council delegate, was pretty much saying that, look, if we have to let people in for free, i.e. the kids, then let's do it. And let's, because again, it was all a pointer of showing the Ulster council that we're capable of staging this Tyrone game in Balbofey. So I mean, we're not going to get, and you know, let's call a spade, we're not going to get 18,000 people for a National League game, but certainly, you know, I mean, it wouldn't take too many schools to start bumping up the attendance figure. And again, you know, if the wee kids going, mommy and daddy might be pushed into going. So certainly we do need to do something, and I suppose time's not really on our side either. You know, if they were going to do something, it needs to be pretty much launched.
No, I mean, I think it's our first competitive, well, McKenna Cup aside, it's the first time the real Donegal team will take the field at McCool Park. We're all Ireland champions. It's under floodlights. I think, you know, we should be looking for a good crowd, a good atmosphere, and that'll help us get the 2 points we need from that game.
It's something that could be built up, you know, things like fireworks, you know, a bit of pomp and ceremony. It all adds. You see other codes, other games doing it, and I think it's something that Jay definitely lacks. We've seen the centenary anniversary at Croke Park a few years ago, where it was just a visual spectacle. It was unbelievable. I think we all need to tap into that there. I think with the right people in charge, you know, the chance is there to do it now. As All-Ireland champions, we could definitely make a huge impact in going forward and how we promote our games within our county, not just on a national level. I mean, let's be selfish about this. In Donegal, we want to see ourselves doing well, and I think we need to grasp it, because no better opportunity.
And just something as well, the fact that our three games are in Balbofey, I think Frank mentioned Anthony Malloy saying that they didn't sort of grasp the nettle in 92, and a lot of those 92 boys say that. I think, you know, things like merchandise as well, if we are going to have kids coming in, that, you know, there should be some sort of a merchandise stall or shop set up in McCool Park, like, because I know, okay, all the local sports shops have stocked up and stuff, but for the county board to really maximise this, you know, flags, be it scarves, be it, you know, whatever, yeah, I think we really, really just, you know, they really need to maximise this. And, you know, we're not going to be All-Ireland champions for too long, you know, I mean, the championship's going to start and it's a clean slate again, so let's maximise the revenue.
I suppose we've a young and new vibrant chairman in there. Maybe he has loads of fresh ideas. I mean, he's only a couple of weeks into his tenure, so I mean, let's wait and see what he has planned. You know, I'd be very interested to see, because Sean Dunne would be a very capable individual, and I'm sure he will have a lot of initiatives that he wants to get started as soon as possible.
Yeah, I suppose, to be fair, the way they like to do this in the GA is they like to launch the National League, so maybe that's coming, and then there'll be announcements, you know. But it'd be nice to think. Yeah, I mean, I think they're all very good points. I mean, especially about, you know, school kids. I mean, you know, Dublin have done something now for the last few years with the spring series, they call it, like, you know, and that's very good value. And the point about, yeah, building an atmosphere and entertainment around the game, as long as it doesn't go over the top, because I think that for some sports now you see that, and it, you know, it's more a distraction.
Super Bowl.
Yeah, if the kids like it, well and good. Well, listen, guys, I think we might wrap it up for today. I mean, I suppose from each of you, can I just get one thing you're looking forward to for the season ahead for Donegal?
Playing Tyrone and Balbafe.
Yeah, I'd love the opportunity of getting Tyrone and Balbafe. I think Donegal had a good run with home draws for a long time. But the Tyrone game, as All-Ireland champions, I don't think there'd be anything near as big. Maybe Armagh 07 was probably the only thing close to it.
Mm-hmm. I think that this would be bigger, though, because we are the All-Ireland champions. Mm-hmm. And again, to have that chance of running out in our home ground, Balbafe, I think it would be special for us as supporters, but also for the players to get a chance to go out onto their home ground. And also the fact that we'd be playing Tyrone in our home ground, that we'd be bringing Tyrone, who I suppose over the last couple of years they've given us perhaps our biggest test, and they have been that Ulster yardstick, to welcome them into the welcome maybe isn't the word to use there, but certainly to play them in Balbafe would be a special thing for Donegal, and that's, I suppose, fingers crossed that we do that.
I'd echo that as well, but the other one thing I'd mention is, I suppose, the next evolution and how Donegal approach games and what Jim was up his sleeve, because I do believe that there will be another turn in this, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, so you're three of you are singing from the same hymn sheet as Jim and not looking past Tyrone in a certain sense. But yeah, Frank, you make a very interesting point there. I mean, like, you know, Jim reckons there is another 20% to come, I think. And I mean, if I just look at someone like, you know, Paddy McGrath, like, you know, when he starts kicking points like Frank McGlynn, you know, that'll be a great thing to see.
I think the best kept secret in Ireland still is Paddy McBertie. I mean,
yeah.
Sides are aware outside of Donegal that he's a talented teenager, but they aren't aware of how talented he actually is. And sooner or later, when he is operating closer to goal, he's going to explode. And hopefully it's this season.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, thank you, all of you, for contributing, and thanks everyone who is listening, and thanks also to Tommy and Michael here at Full Tilt Studios in Letterkenny for hosting us, and we'll see you again soon, hopefully.
Thanks for listening to Football Special.